Welcome back to day 9 of our 21-day journey, where this week we're looking at some of the different ways God works in our lives through the Scriptures. Yesterday we looked at how God's Word tenderizes our hearts. Today we want to look at how God's Word comforts our hearts. So let's read our passage today found in Psalm 119, verses 73 to 80. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May my heart be blameless toward your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. Now, the verse we want to focus on today is verse 76. And here, the psalmist, while experiencing a season of affliction in his life, says, may your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Maybe some of you are going through a bit of affliction today. Let me say, first of all, God has not abandoned you nor forsaken his love for you. Every person experiences affliction, hardship, setbacks in life at some time or another and needs something to comfort them. Here, like the psalmist in verse 76, God wants you to anchor your hope in his promise to comfort you with his unfailing love. 2 Corinthians 1 and verses 3 to 4 says that our God is the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. And how does he comfort us? Many times he comforts us with his word of promise. When I think of God comforting my heart during a time of affliction, I think back to a moment of November 12, 1989. I've spoken about this many times. When I held my little son Christopher in my arms in the wee hours of the morning and watched him take his last breath. No one could have been more devastated or disappointed in that moment than Susan and I were, as we felt like every promise of God we had believed for over the past several months had fallen to the ground. Now, as we were sitting at the funeral home a few days later with my family, having a small intimate service for Christopher, my pastor had come from my home church to conduct the funeral. He could not have known that his text that day, the verse he used at that funeral, would speak God's comfort into my heart in a way that was both astounding and tangible. Now, before I tell you what that text was, I need to take you back to my childhood days. I was probably 7 or 8 years old when I would fall asleep in the upstairs bedroom of our old farmhouse, where hanging on the wall, just above me, was a glow-in-the-dark plaque that would continue to shine for several minutes after the lights went out. It was a picture of Jesus with a little lamb over his shoulders and the verse from 1 Peter 5:7 in the old King James language inscribed underneath. It said, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Oftentimes, those words were the last words I would see before I drifted off to sleep. And I can remember feeling safe, loved, and cared for because I knew Jesus was with me. And now, as my pastor began to speak at the funeral service, during the deepest moment of disappointment I had ever known, my ears couldn't believe the words I heard, nor the sense of God's comfort that made its way into my heart as he opened his Bible and read, casting all your cares on him, for he careth for you. It literally took my breath away. It was as if God walked into that funeral home that day, sat down next to me, wrapped his arms around that 8-year-old little boy in me, now in a 30-year-old body, and said, Cal, as I was with you then, so I am with you now. I love you and I care about you even in this. He comforted my heart with his love and with his word that day. Some of you maybe need that same comfort today. Maybe you're hurting. Maybe you're in pain today. I would encourage you to write out a prayer to the Lord, asking Him to comfort you in the midst of your pain and disappointment today, and then declaring your faith in His goodness and love. Friend, put your hope in His promise that He will comfort you in His love because He cares for you. Oh, may God bless you today and pour out His comfort into your life. You have a great day, and I'll see you again tomorrow.